Hi, everyone. This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on how to get to the other side of yours. And I am so pleased to be here today with Eleni Anastos. Eleni, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It is an absolute honor to be here.
And an honor to have you. Thank you so much. So Eleni, would you please briefly tell us who you are, where you're from, and how you keep busy during the day?
Yes. Again, I'm Eleni, and I see myself as the vulnerable warrior who also happens to be the CEO and founder of Business Insights Now. And I love the question about how I keep myself busy during the day, because it absolutely starts with self-care. I think we all know if we don't take care of ourselves, we can't be there for anyone else, especially strong women. So start out the day by working out, love to exercise, eat a pretty healthy diet most of the time. And then I do spend a large part of my day helping clients. I am blessed to work with entrepreneurs to help them grow their businesses. I also work with executives who, I say this with all due respect, are out of whack. They're just out of balance. And don't we all want balance? You know, you might have a Midas touch with business, but if your personal life has gone to hell in a handbasket, as my mom used to say, something's going to catch up, you know, if you're that out of alignment. And I just feel grateful to help people, get to where they are and to where they want to go. So building that bridge.
I love the way you stay busy, Eleni, and especially what you were saying about self-care, because I think that we all by this time know the theory of self-care and the theory of putting your oxygen mask on first. But I gotta say, I don't think all women really have got that, are implementing it, let's put it that way. Working on it. I'm so glad that you're an example of somebody who makes that a priority. So Eleni, in a couple of, we got a couple minutes here to get into this. As you know, this is a podcast by and for women who've gone through some really difficult life-shattering situations. Would you please summarize for us what you went through and what was the worst part?
Yes. Well, I was born a teacher, and I was in approximately my 30th year of teaching during the school-wide assembly in the gym. Bunch of seniors came flying out. So this was high school. So these are big kids, 17, 18 years old. I got knocked down, trampled. A group of them circled around me and I was violently kicked repeatedly. I was begging and screaming for my life. And I literally thought that was going to be my last day on earth. Fortunately, someone reached in, saw what was going on and literally dragged me out and saved my life. And I sustained serious physical injuries, was suffering with PTSD, situational depression. I couldn't even imagine that it happened. But that wasn't the worst part. The physical pain wasn't the worst part. The PTSD wasn't the worst part. The depression was not the worst part. The worst part was abandonment, because it is my belief, without question, that the school district staged a cover-up because they said the event never happened. So I'm at home in a neck brace, afraid to open up my blinds, thinking I'm going to be assaulted again, because the threats continued after that. I was also cyberbullied. And since the district said it never happened, I was cut off financially and it ended up losing my house and really struggling.
Wow. I truly don't even know what to say to that. And I interview women who go through hard stuff almost every day. Mm-hmm. That sounds incredibly traumatic on so many levels. And particularly the part that you're saying was the worst, which was the abandonment and about their, I mean, that's like the biggest version of gaslighting I've ever heard about, is an entire district, an entire organization that is stating that something didn't happen.
Yes.
Yeah. Insane. Insane. Eleni, it's pretty clear to me that you're on the other side of that now, and you're in a very different place now based on what you said when you were introducing yourself. It really takes a warrior to get through and get to the other side of what you went through. What is the best thing about being on that other side where you are now?
Oh, I see myself as building that resilient muscle. You know, knowing I'm not one of those that expects smooth sailing all the time, or everything's going to be sweetness and light, you know, puppy dogs and rainbows. But by the same token, I'm not at all negative. I believe about positive energy and seeking, looking for the good that we have there. But what's really important to me, that it's not about thinking there's never going to be a storm. It's knowing that you can navigate the waters. And coming around on the other side, it's building a resilient muscle. And knowing that whatever else comes my way, I'm going to handle it. Not saying it's going to be easy. Not saying it's not going to be trying. But having that core faith, I'm going to get through this. So build your resilient muscle.
What an incredible attitude. I got to say, that's a really amazing attitude after going through what you went through. Mm-hmm. And now kind of the essence of this podcast, Eleni, is what is one piece, or maybe two pieces, or maybe even three, of advice that you would give to our listeners, to women who are in the thick of crisis, in the thick of a life-shattering situation right now, and they're wondering, how do I get through this? I don't know how to get through this. What advice would you give to them?
First and foremost, please have grace with yourself, because I believe there is always healing to be done. And none of us are meant to do this alone. So don't hesitate to reach out, whether it's a trusted friend or a trusted advisor. There's always healing to be done. I know I've been, quote unquote, guilty of just put on your big girl panties and forge on. I did a lot of that. I did that in relation to my school assault for a period of time. And that comes back to bite you in the ass. Because if you haven't truly healed, you haven't allowed yourself to process it all, then someone or something is going to come along in your life that's going to let you know you're not healed. You are not healed. And I also, you know, truly believe that, you know, especially as women, that you're still a warrior, but you are a vulnerable warrior. We are all vulnerable. And when you embrace that, to me, you really access your true strength. And one of the biggest things that helped me move through my trauma was looking for the gift in it. Now, it doesn't mean a gift is going to be joyful, happy, pleasant. But to me, a gift is, if there's something I can learn that's going to help me have a better life going forward, if there's an awareness or something that is going to propel me forward, then that's the gift. And then I can let go. Because if I stay stuck in, why did this happen to me? Why? Then I think you're stuck in that victim cycle. And I believe without question, you can be horribly victimized, is all of us have at one time or another, but 100% it's your choice if you choose to stay a victim. So I believe the wound may not be your fault, but the healing is 100% your responsibility.
I love that. The wound isn't your fault, but the wound isn't our fault necessarily, but it's our responsibility to move on.
Yes.
Yeah. That is really fantastic. And I wanted to follow up and ask you, Eleni, when you said have grace with yourself, what do you mean by that? What does it mean to give yourself grace?
I felt prey to people, as I say, shooting on me. You should do this. You should do that. You shouldn't feel that way. You should shut up because you're not walking in my shoes. But it also started the grace, realizing I had to have grace with myself, is when I compared myself with others, the whole comparisonitis. Because again, we're not walking in their shoes. We don't know what they've done to come back. And we might not be to the destination that we expect to be at or thought we should be at. But if we're getting up every day and we're on the path, please, please acknowledge yourself for what you have gone through. And a quote I heard recently just came to mind, and I love it, is, I didn't come this far to only come this far.
That is awesome. I love that. And you all heard it here first. So if you find yourself telling people what they should think or what they should do or what they shouldn't think or what they shouldn't do, basically you should shut up. Yes. Yeah. I completely agree with you. I'm not into receiving or giving unsolicited advice. Exactly. From people who haven't been in my shoes, and or giving it to people whose shoes I haven't been in. And I love that advice, and giving yourself a break. And I think truly that is what self-care is also about. Self-care isn't fundamentally to me about pedicures and massages and getting your hair done and taking a bath. Although those are versions of self-care, and I'm all about all of them. But I think truly self-care is about developing that sacred relationship with yourself, where you give yourself a freaking break.
Yes. I love how you said that. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. So finally, last but not least, since we are all about being epic, Eleni, if you could have any superpower, what would it be?
Oh, I would be waving a magic wand that gave people instant access to their superpower, to the warrior within. I believe people can step into their power. And again, it doesn't mean it's not going to be a rocky road, but I believe without question, there's nothing outside of you that's stopping you. You have the power within, and I want to get a magic wand and say, there you go. You now have access to your own power within to keep on keeping on.
Amen. I love that. Eleni, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you online? You mentioned that you have a really awesome business.
Yes, thank you. The business is businessinsightsnow.com. So you can find me, my website. I'm also on Facebook with the business page and Eleni Anastas personally. And I'm on Instagram and LinkedIn, all at Business Insights Now.
Fantastic. Thank you again, Eleni, for being here.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure.
So this is Nikki Bruno with Eleni Anastas on the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more information about how to stage an epic comeback in your life after a life-shattering experience, please go to theepiccomeback.com.